The list includes some of the district's most popular magnets, schools that have made big gains, and those that haven't. Among changes proposed to magnet programs, top-performing Davidson IB Middle School would close, and the IB program transfer to Alexander Middle. The current magnet program at Myers Park Traditional would be dissolved, made into a year-round magnet. Villa Heights Elementary would close, and its magnet program transfer to Elizabeth. And Winding Springs Elementary would be converted to a neighborhood school. The plan calls for closing two low-performing middle schools, Bishop Spa and J.T. Williams. Instead of shifting most of those students to a different middle school, the district wants to expand a handful of elementary schools that feed into those schools to hold kindergarten through eighth grades. In all, eight elementary schools would become K through eight schools. They would include Thomasboro, Ashley Park, Druid Hills, and Walter G. Byers. E.E. Waddell is the only high school recommended for closure. Students there would be sent to South Meck, West Meck, and a new program at Harding University High. Smith Language Academy would take over Waddell's building. School board member Joe White said he began this process as a skeptic, but is generally in support of the recommendations.
I did not see anything on this list that I am not interested in pursuing. Now, that doesn't mean when we get to the details of it that there's going to be everything there that I like.
CMS also wants the board to close Chantilly and Highland Mill Elementary Schools and relocate their programs to Oakhurst, shift the University Park Arts Magnet to First Ward Creative Arts, and close Wilson Middle. Other schools facing closure are Amy James Pre-Kindergarten Center, Irwin Avenue, and Pawtucket Elementaries. In addition to relieve overcrowding, CMS wants the board to approve boundary changes at Ballantyne, Highland Creek, Torrance Creek, and Hornets Nest Elementary Schools, and Min Hill and Community House Middle Schools. It's now up to the board to adopt, reject, or tweak the recommendations. Several community forums will be scheduled over the next few weeks. The board expects to make a final decision on the closings by November 9th. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.